Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Little Rock Glass Hotline, and talk to Don McLean. Don, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. How are you?
We are great here in Little Rock. We talked to you, I guess, a year or two ago. Such a gracious guy, and even with our crazy, stupid questions. I want to let you know here in the studio, we have Justin Moore, who is a country music artist with 10 number ones, and he's just started doing morning radio with us, Don, and I know that country music and the country music establishment has meant a lot to you over the years, correct?
You know, it's amazing. The people in Nashville and the country music elite were the only real group of people that accepted me and my singing and my songwriting. I mean, you know, Brenda Lee and all the old ones. Ted Atkins especially was a great friend of mine. Eddie Arnold was a friend of mine. All the Jordanaires and all the guys that used to thing on every record were very good friends of mine and sang on a lot of my records.
Is it hard to believe, Don, that it's 50 years since the release of American Pie? That's what you're really celebrating, 1971. Has it been a flash, or does it seem like a full 5 decades?
It sends a cold chill up my spine. 50 years. Wow. I don't know. That's I don't know if I like that or not, but I'm stuck with it, you know?
Well, being a songwriter myself, Don, Justin Moore here, it's got to mean the world to you that the song is just as iconic today as it was 50 years ago, man. I could only hope to have one be halfway that successful.
Well, it's the kind of thing that I have no idea how. I tell people a lot, I have no idea what I'm doing, and I have no idea how any of this happened. You know, I just had instincts as a young guy, and I did things I felt like doing, and if the door opened, I walked through it, you know, and here I am. It's almost like Alice in Wonderland, you know, getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which happened to me a few weeks ago,
wow,
month or two ago, whatever. I mean, all my Western stars that I love, Ken Maynard and Buck Jones and all those people, they all have stars on the same thing.
That's
the big thing. It really knocked me out.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, I know what you mean. I sit in the writing rooms, and I'm sure you did the same thing with co-writers, and I go, they're paying me to do this? Really? Okay, cool.
Yeah, and you have one of those songs.
Well, I always did everything myself. I never had a co-writer.
Oh, wow.
For anything I ever did. But on my new album, my friend Biff Bipperman, who is my guitar player, he's written some successful songs, and we wrote 6 songs together. And so that's the first time I've ever written with anybody else.
Wow.
I guess I was sort of out of gas, you know, and he had some songs that he couldn't finish and, you know, little ideas. And I said, well, let me fool around with them, you know, get me started. And then I wrote, you know, another 6 songs by myself and got the album.
Well, you have, and, you know, with your new songs that are coming, obviously, you know, you've got one of the most iconic songs that there is out there. So you have to sing that song. 2 things. Number one, do you just start the song off at your concerts and then let the crowd sing it the rest of the way? And what was the pushback, if any, when you presented that song 50 years ago and said, hey, it's 8 minutes long?
Well, I don't like it when artists let the audience sing the song. I like to hear something that reasonably sounds like the record. So, you know, the Stones could let people sing Satisfaction, but they don't. Mick Jagger works out, you know, when he sings that fantastic song.
Mm-hmm.
But their versions every night are slightly different than the record, not exactly the same, but that lick is always in there, and it's the same with me. You know, I take singing the song seriously because people pay money hear me sing, you know, and I don't have big, you know, video screens or dance routines or all the things that people really have to do today in order to be in show business. So it's really all about me and my mind and my singing and my lyrics. So I take it seriously. And if they want to sing along, I certainly encourage them to do that.
And the second question, the follow-up on that one was on the length of it. What kind of pushback did you get, if any?
You mean because it was long?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Well, I didn't have any control over that. The record company just put out a three-minute single. They chopped the slow parts off, and they chopped up the middle, and the thing went to number one.
Okay.
And this is a little bit long answer, but I had been with my first album, Tapestry, which had And I Love You So and Castles in the Air on it. I had been a sort of an underground sensation. All the FM stations loved to play that record. So they also then went right away into playing the American Pie album, and millions of people heard the long version of the song, and they would call up the record company, the radio station, and say, "Hey, that little 3-minute version is not the song. Play the real song." So they would go get the album and bring it into the booth and play the album cut when the time came to play. And then the 8.5-minute version became number one, and that's where it stayed as the longest version of the song ever at number one for 50 years.
We're visiting with Don McLean, who this is the amazing thing to me, Don, too. So glad to have you today, that not only are you celebrating 50 years of this iconic song, you are going on tour. You know, listen, you're 76 years old, which is still young.
By us.
A lot of standards.
No, it's not young at all.
Is that
not even close? No.
That's why you're not jumping around on stage.
Yes, go ahead.
I never jumped around on stage. That's the advantage.
That's right.
Not jumping around. Is that when you're my age, you can be exactly like you were. Which
well
is
done.
To stand there well and done. Hold on to the mic and hope you don't fall over.
Yeah. What is Don? What is the? Is it the financial part? Is it just you love your fans? The impetus for wanting to go out at this age and do multiple dates all over the country.
Well, I've had 2 years of sitting home. I don't like it. That's the number one.
Sure.
I'm so thankful to be able to go out and sing some shows and sing, because singing and performing for me is like going to the gym.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, it's very aerobic, and it's and then I haul my own luggage and stuff. Oh. I don't have a road manager. Me and my girlfriend travel, and we carry our bags.
Nice.
And check my guitar, and so it's all very healthy.
That's I know the feeling of missing the road. That was a rough 18-20 month stretch that we were off the road, and I tell people all the time, we do everything that we do just to go up on stage for an hour and a half or whatever the time frame we have for that each night. That's why we do it.
They pay us to get there.
To travel, that's right. To be away from home.
That's the hard work.
Well, and what a great way to get started again for being off the road for a couple of years. Because, Justin, you had mentioned where he is starting his tour or where he is.
Yeah, I said, Don, I can't wait to get to the point in my career where I'm playing Hawaii for a couple of weeks and then West Palm or somewhere down in South Florida. Yeah. You know,
Smart.
I think I'm starting my tour in Idaho or something.
You will get there. If you save your money and don't live beyond your means, you will get there.
There you go.
Hey, Don, thanks so much.
People who don't know anything about finance and economics and spend all their money and they end up broke. But if you make any money in this business and you take care of it, you know, you buy yourself a little place and then you wait and you work and you get better and better and then you give yourself something else. But you don't go trying to be as big as George Jones in 2 seconds.
Yep.
You know, it takes a lot of years to get there.
Great advice.
Don, thanks so much, man. Congratulations.
Thank you,
Have a great tour. People can go to DonMcLean.com for more information. Thank you so much. Congratulations on 50 years,
great
man.
To talk
awesome.
To you.
Thank you.
All right. There you go.
Nice fella.
Need to get him on my podcast.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.